You want to turn to Exodus chapter number 3. Exodus chapter number 3. The Bible says, starting in verse number 7. The Bible says, "The Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites, Hivites and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now, therefore, I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, that I may bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee, that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the children, the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of thy fathers has sent me unto thee, unto you, and they shall say unto me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your father, the Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Go and gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, The Lord, God of your fathers, the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, appeareth unto me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which was done unto you in Egypt. And I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt unto the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, and Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. And they say, and they shall hearken to my voice, and thou shalt come, thou and the elders of Israel, unto the king of Egypt. And ye shall say unto him, The Lord God of the Hebrews hath met with us, and now let us go. We beseech thee 3 days journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice the Lord our God. And I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, no, not by a mighty hand. And I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I do in thee. In the midst thereof, and after that, he will let you go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass that when you go, you shall not go out empty. But every woman shall borrow of her neighbor and of her that sojourneth in her house, jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And you shall put them upon your sons and upon your daughters, and you shall spoil the Egyptians." As we look at this morning, I'd like to preach a few minutes, if God be my help, on this thought: I am hath sent you. Amen. I am hath sent you. As we look at this and we see it, Moses is here. And the Bible tells, if you go back to the first part of the verse, it talks about how Moses was out there and he was keeping his father-in-law Jethro's sheep in the wilderness. And he comes to Mount Horeb, which is Mount Sinai. As he's looking there, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire in a burning bush. Amen. We see this magnified in Moses' sight. And Moses looked upon and he saw a bush that was burning, but it wasn't consumed. Amen. But God, I want to say that's what the Holy Spirit of God is. It's a fire, praise God, it burns and it don't ever burn out, praise God. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? Moses seen that. And in that was the angel of the Lord. Now, angels speak of messengers from God. Amen. Ministering spirits, if you will, from the portals of glory. In Hebrews chapter number 1, verse 11, says, Are they not all ministered spirits sent forth to minister for those that are heirs of salvation? Amen. Said, so these angels, praise God, that's there to minister to you and me, to those that are heirs for us, praise God, that are heirs of salvation. You say, who is that? Those that's, praise God, that's able to be saved and receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. That means those ministered spirits, those angels of God, are on your side. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? If it wasn't for that, we wouldn't be able to stand it. But the Bible teaches that that there's angels exceeding in this universe. God's angels, praise God, far outnumber the ones that the devil has. Amen, praise God. There's a force to be reckoned with in the angels, of the power, the messengers of God. There's a force of evil out there that's overshadowing us right now. But I'm glad there's a force of love and comfort and hope, praise God, that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, through those ministered spirits, praise God of God. A power that they have is inconceivable in this world. Amen. Praise God, we see in the Assyrian armies in 2 Kings chapter 19, 35. It says that the Assyrian army had encamped around Jerusalem. They was going to destroy it. They was besieging, going to take it. And in one night, praise God, the angel probably come by, and 185,000 were dead corpses in the morning. Praise God. That's the power of a ministered spirit. That's power of the Spirit of God. Amen. What God is able to do. And our place, it tells us, is about the throne of God to do the bidding of an almighty God. That's our Heavenly Father. Praise God. He has that kind of power and He has that kind of influence. Amen. Ain't you glad it's that way? I praise God, an influence and a power that exceeds anything that this world has. I wonder what would happen this morning. Listen to me. God bless your sweetheart. If we just fall on our face and reverence and give praise to an almighty God. Just start praising Him, lifting Him up, and giving Him glory for who He is and what He's done and what He wants to do in your life and mine. Where He brought us from and where He wants to take us to. Amen. Praise God. One day, Brother Charles was teaching, he's going to be a new song sung up in glory. Praise God. I'm glad my name's written there. Praise God. I'm glad it's going to be my song. Amen. Praise God. We're going to join in and sing that song in that glorious place around the throne of God. Praise God. That's what we see, praise the Lord, in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what He gives us. So we see these angels, but also tells that we have a relationship with believers. Amen. The Bible tells us that Elijah, he was over there, praise God, and Jezebel, he had done fault against all the prophets of Baal. He had slew those 400 prophets of Baal up on the mountain, had a contest, praise God, with the godless, with the man of God, and he God's fire come down, and it burned up the offering, the sacrifices, and the water, and the stones in the ditch, praise God, and he slew the prophets of Baal. But then when Jezebel rose up, and she says, hey, the thing be done to you by in the morning. The old Elijah, he got scared, praise God, he run down, he left his partner behind, and he went down, set up under a juniper tree, and he said, Lord, okay, I'm finished, I might as well just die. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad the Bible said that the angel of the Lord come down to where Elijah was. Praise God. Woke him up from his sleep. Praise God. Had fire. Praise God. Fire had food upon a thing and a cruse of water. And he woke him up and he said, rise up and eat. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, youngins, tonight, there's a Spirit of God that's real. There's a Spirit of God that's capable. There's a Spirit of God that's sufficient. Praise God. Do everything that you needed to do in the day and hour that you live. You say, well, preacher, it's so dark. It's so hard. It seems like you can't press on much further. Praise God. I want to say, God Almighty has promised you, if you'll trust with Him, the ministering Spirit of God, the same God that Moses saw in that burning bush, in a fire that burns but never goes out, and a bush that's burned and never consumed, praise God, is the same God and the same power and the same fire that'll burn in you and me and encourage our heart. Amen. He offered Elijah physical safety. Amen. Praise God. He kept him from harm. He offered him well-being. Praise God. He took care of him. Provided him food and water. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. What more could you need? Praise His holy name. So we see the angel of the Lord, and it's a speaking, and it calls out His name. He says, Moses, Moses, verse number 4. Amen. Have you ever wondered, what do we do when the voice of the Lord calls out to us? Amen. What do you do when the Lord speaks to you? Moses says this. He said, here am I. Amen. Praise God. He says, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here am I. I wonder if God speaks to your heart today, what will you do? Amen. Will you run from Him? Will you hide from Him? Or will you just say, Lord, here am I. You know what the Lord's looking for people to do today? He's looking for people that'll just say, Lord, here am I. Here I am, Lord. Praise God, is you speaking to me? I'm inclined my ear. I'm listening because I know you're listening to me. I know you're speaking to me. I know you're touching me. I know you have your hand upon me. I know you are that ministering Spirit of God. Said, God is Spirit and He's truth. You know what the United States of America is starved to death for? The truth. Amen. And while all this confusion is in the world, we can't even figure out whether you... we're trying to get our youngins to figure out whether they're boys or girls. Amen. You are what God created you to be. Amen. What you are is what you is. Amen. Praise God. That ain't too complicated. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you'll get in trouble for saying that. Praise God. Bring it on. Because I ain't going to tell you a lie. Amen. Praise God. God created in that garden Adam and Eve. He didn't create Adam and Steve. Praise God. And I don't know why I'm saying this tonight. We're a bunch of born believing creation of God. He instituted marriage between a man and a woman. Praise God. And that's the way it is.
Amen.
Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't like that. We'll take it up with God. Amen. He's the one that designed it. He's the one that put it together. And we better be telling our children, our little ones, praise God, because they're trying to indoctrinate them away from the things of God. Praise God. God's speaking to us and He's calling us just like He did Moses. And we need to be stepping up and praising God and saying, hey, Lord, here am I.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not afraid of the truth. The Bible said the truth will make you free from the bindings of this world. Amen. So Moses rises up. He draws up. And then God says, draw not nigh hither. He said, put off your shoes from off your feet. Verse number 5. He said, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. This is the first time in the Bible. You know this is the first time in the Bible where it speaks of holy ground. I mean, we need to establish some holy ground. Amen. Some holy ground for a holy God. Amen. A church ought to be a holy ground. It ought to be a holy place. Amen. The house of God ought to be a holy place where we come meet the Lord.
Amen.
And where God Almighty can come to meet us. I don't know about you. If God don't show up, we ain't got nothing anyway. But I'm glad that God Almighty encamps around this place. I'm glad the Spirit of God is real here. I'm glad He brings out testimonies and He brings us out, gives us victory in Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad we get hope at the house of God. But I'm also glad, praise God, holy ground should be your house. Amen. Your holy ground should be my house. Amen. Where we get rid of those things, praise God, that so easily beset us. So we'd look and seek the very things of God. The Lord said, Moses, you can't come here. Take off your shoes from off your feet, praise God. You can't bring no defilement on here because this is holy ground. We need to find some holy ground. A place where we can get along with God. And God get along with us. Amen. Get along. Hey, praise God. We get along. Amen. One with E and one with a G. Praise God. Because we appreciate the Lord and what He's doing. So we find that holy ground, praise God, where we come. And God begins to speak to him. And we see this in what we read in your hearing. God reaffirms who He is. He said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. See, God is the God of the living. He's not a God of the dead. Hello? God's people are not dead. God's people are living. Amen. And when we leave out of this world, praise God, hey, that body's laid aside, but the soul is living in the Lord Jesus Christ. The body goes back to dust which it come, but the spirit goes back to God who give it.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. What a blessing to be in the presence of the Lord. But God says in verse number 7, I have surely seen the affliction. Now, I want you to know what God sees. Amen. He says, I am hath sent you. Because God says, this is what I see. He said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people. I won't say tonight, pray. Listen, ain't nothing take God by surprise. Everything that's happening in the world today, God knows about it. Amen. And God said in the Word of God that in the last day things would wax worse and worse before the end. Amen. It's getting there. Praise the Lord. You say, preacher, it may excite you. Praise God. Yeah, we're getting close to the end of this thing. Right at the end, praise God, of the dispensation of grace. Praise the Lord. When God says, that's enough. I'm looking for a soon coming Savior, ain't you? Amen. I told somebody the other day, they was talking about death and dying and making plans. And I said, yeah, I've done all that to the best of my ability. But I'm not looking for the undertaker. Praise God. I'm looking for the upward taker. I'm looking for the Lord to come get me, praise God, take me home to be with Him. And this ain't my home. I'm just passing through here. I'm a sojourner. I'm a pilgrim. And one of these days, praise God, a little while, Josh, we're going to depart this world and we're going home to be with the Lord. And the Bible says, so shall we ever be with the Lord. We're going to be in His presence. He said, because I've looked down here and I've seen the affliction. I've seen the hardships. I've seen the families destroyed. I've seen people beat down. I've seen people hurting each other. He said, I've about had enough. He said, I'll bring you up out of that. God sees it. Listen, people. Listen, young people. God sees everything that's happening. Amen. He knows what. Don't you think that you're here by yourself? Don't you think, praise God, when mama or daddy or pastor or somebody can't be with you and nobody cares? Because God cares. He sees you. He's watching you. He's watching over you. He cares and He loves you. He said, I've seen the affliction. Praise God. I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt. Now, Egypt, what is it? It's a type of the world. Hello? This cosmos that we live in. And God said, I've seen the affliction in this cosmos, in this world that you live in. Praise God. He said, I've seen it. Amen. So God sees it. What does He do? He sins. When God sees, He sins. Praise God. That's what God does. He sends a deliverer. Amen. He said, I am come down to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians. He said, I've seen it by reason of their taskmasters. We've got some taskmasters in this world that's wanting to draw us aside and beat us down. Amen. Taskmasters cause sin and affliction. Praise God. Iniquity. Amen. But praise God, there's a God of heaven. He says, I come down, praise God. I come down a deliverer to deliver you, praise God, from sin. Come deliver you, praise God, from this world, this cosmos that you live in. Amen. Because of the oppressors. There's a lot of oppression. Amen. Now listen to me. There's a lot of oppression. There's drugs and alcohol and sexual perversion. And all these things is just escalating in a fashion and a form like we've never seen before. The drugs that's coming into the United States of America are killing our people by the tens of thousands. Amen. To a point of it's an epidemic. Amen. It's killing as many or more, praise God, than the COVID did. Amen. Praise God. Because of the oppression that's there. Hey, that oppression, praise God, that holds down and holds back. Verse number 9 says, now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. God said, I see how this world's wanting to hold you down. Amen? I see how this world's wanting to hold you back. The world don't want the church to press forward. They're talking about now that this artificial intelligence, AI, is going to, that if we ever get that up and running good, then they can make us a more better religious book. Amen. They said that AI could get the religion right. Amen. Now all that AI does, all that computers can do is put what man put programs into them. Amen. It's what man's opinion is what's right. And what's wrong? I think I'll just go with God. Amen. I mean, I'll stay with this old King James Bible, praise God. It's been good enough for generations, good enough for the English-speaking people, praise God, down through the ages, and it's good enough for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, preacher, a lot of it don't make sense, praise God. It does if you get to know the author. Amen. Praise God. It'll start making all the sense in the world. But he said that there was an oppression, praise God. The oppression of this world's holding us down, and it's holding us back. It's keeping us from going forward. Have you thought about pressing forward for Jesus lately? Amen. He said, I am hath sent you. Praise God. If he sent him, he sent us. How far are you going? How far are we willing to go with the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. We can be like Moses and make excuses. He said, well, you know, I'm kind of backward and I'm not eloquent of speech. Amen. Have you ever used that? The old devil and just flesh will give you enough excuses, praise God, to fill a book in no time. But praise God, if we'll step out on faith, praise God, just trust in the Lord. He said, I am come down to deliver. Praise God, if we believe He is the deliverer, we know that He can give us the words that we need, praise God, from the portals of glory. But He said we need to come to a time of remembrance. We need to remember, number one, who our Father is. Our Heavenly Father, praise God. He's the God the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, praise God, and the God of me and you and all those who believe. Praise God. He is our Heavenly Father. And He speaks to us here in the Word of God, and He tells them to go. Amen. Verse number 16. He said, and He is the great I Am, by the way. He said, that name's going to stay forever. That means that God ain't going to change. We'd like to change His name. We'd like to change who He is. We'd like to change the idea of how He manages things. You know, it'd fit in better with our plans and what we believe ought to be. That ain't going to happen. God Almighty is God, and He's always going to be God. And He'll not relinquish any of His power or authority to you because we can't handle it. Amen. I'm not God. You're not God, but God's God. Let God be true. Bible says, and every man a liar. In other words, believe on Lord Jesus Christ. Believe God, what He says. He makes a difference. He said, that name, praise God, will be a memorial unto all generations. I wonder where we've messed up. I wonder where there's a great falling away. I wonder where people's turning their back and turning from God. Amen? Because we haven't lifted up God as a memorial to our people. A remembrance, praise God, of who God is. We need to be lifting up, praise God. He was the God of your fathers, praise God. If He's not good enough to be God of your fathers, He's good enough to be our God. Amen. The same God that was good enough for my grandpa to preach about and for my other grandparents to live under, praise God, for my Uncle Cotton to preach out of, praise God, He's the same God that's good enough to be my God. Amen. From generation to generation that we remember that He is the I Am and He sent us. Listen, He sent us, praise God, to go into the highways, hedges, and compel them to come in, that His house would be full. We need to be about the Father's business. Amen. We need to be about the Father's business. But look what He says in verse 16. He says, go. Amen. G-O. What does it mean to go? It means to go. Amen. You know what? The Bible says we're supposed to share the gospel with the whole world. That's the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. This old fellow said one time, if you do away with the go, all you got's a spell. Amen? Oh, it's good to come in the house of God. It's good to the Spirit of God move. It's good to do testimonies. It's good to praise God. It's good to get excited in the Lord. Amen? That's all good. But praise God, if you don't take it into a lost, dying world and compel them to come in, you ain't got nothing but a spell. Amen? It's easy to worship in the house of God where everybody else is on the same page with you. Amen? It's a little more difficult when you go out there in the woods of this world, praise God, and you try to share the gospel with people, amen, where you're not always sure how they'll take it, amen. But we remember, praise God, He said to go. He told Moses, said go. But you know what He said? He said, go and gather. He said, go and gather the elders, amen. Get those men, praise God, gather up and gathered around. Amen. And He said, go and gather the elders of Israel together. You know what the church needs to do today, praise God? Fellas, listen to me. We need to gather together. Amen. We need to gather together as fathers, as papas, as grandfathers, praise God, gather together under the Lord and let God help us to go in the world and compel them to come in. We've got generations that's dying and going to hell. We've got family members, praise God, that's backslid, living like the devil out here in this world. Praise God, we cannot condone that. We can't go along with it. We got to say, you know what? God is right and wrong is wrong. Amen. We got to take a stand. We got to stand up, praise God, and we're going to have to come together to do that like we never have before because the opposition of the oppressor is everywhere. Amen. Praise God. When you have a group come together, praise the Lord, in the Lord Jesus Christ and the good God of heaven, He empowers us, praise God, from above. God gives us the power to make a stand. He said, if you go and gather the elders together and say, the Lord of your God, the Lord God of your fathers, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, appeareth unto me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen and have that which is done to you in Egypt. Amen. When we gather together, men, praise God, and say, you know what? We see what the worlds are trying to do, but praise God, we're going to take a stand and we're going to live for Jesus, praise God, that our life's days will be our best days for Him. That our family and our children and our grandchildren can see Christ in us, the hope of glory. That's the hope of heaven, praise God, that we have one day in a while. Amen. See, it's not good enough just to be saved and know it. It's to be saved and show it that matters. Amen. We need to be showing it to a lost and a dying world that they can see Christ in us. So they can see the peace and the hope and the joy. Amen. Praise God. So that we can be one of those that says, you know, no matter what happens, I'm a winner either way. Amen. Everything's all right. I know where I'm going. I've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I'm following. He said, take up your cross and follow me. Amen. That affliction, that oppression, praise God, that's apt to cause you to some ailment. But God says, praise God, just take it up and follow me. Praise the Lord, and I'll help you. Praise God. How do you know? Because God's working. He goes to work for us. Look at verse 17. He says in verse 17, he said, I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt. Amen? Praise God. So God says here, said, you know what? He said, if you'll just trust in me, he said, if you'll go and said, you'll gather up the elders, praise God, get you some men of God that love the Lord and seeking His appearing, praise God. He said, I'll begin to do a work for you. See, we can't do it within ourselves. We need the power of an Almighty God to help us. And God says, I will, praise God, do a work for you. I'll do a work that you can't, praise God. He said, I'll bring you up. I've always said, praise God, I preach it all the time. God said, if He brings you up, He'll bring you out. Amen. He brought them up, amen, and He brought them out of Egypt. God ain't going to just lift you up, save you, and let you dangle over your sin. Amen. God will bring you up and He'll take you out of it, praise God. Amen. And He'll send you on to better and bigger things. I am hath sent you for bigger and better things. He said, I'll bring you up. God goes to work for us, doing the things for us that we can't do for ourselves. Amen. If He'll bring you up, praise God, He will bring you out. He'll deliver you, praise God, from the affliction of Egypt, this old world. The affliction, praise God, the oppression that's so big and prevalent in this world that we live. Affliction's everywhere, but God's bigger. Amen. Just got to keep in mind, youngins, praise God, no matter what happens, God's bigger than the things that happen. Amen. Praise God. He gives us peace and joy. He gives us blessed hope for days to come in Christ our Savior. And He says, if you'll let me, praise God, I'll bring you out. He said, I'll bring you into a land of flowing with milk and honey. Amen. A land flowing with milk and honey. You said, preacher, what does that even mean? Have you ever thought about it? Now, He's talking about that abundant fertility. Amen. That abundance, praise God, of what God's able to give to us. He said, I'll bring you into a land that's abundant and fertile. Praise God. Let me just say it this way. God says, I'll bring you out into a place that's got more than enough. Amen. I can't song, praise God, He's more than enough. Amen. More than enough, Brother Jeff, save an old sinner like me. More than enough to keep a family like mine, praise God. He's more than enough for all of our needs. And He said, I'll bring you into a land of milk and honey, praise God. He said, He's talking about a physical land where God promised that He'd take care of us, because I'd not see the righteous forsaken or seed of begging bread. If we'll put our faith and trust in Him, He said He would supply all our needs. I don't know about you, praise God, that's big. Because every one of us have, you said, preacher, I don't have need of nothing. Really? Well, just go ahead and skip lunch today. Amen. And skip dinner tonight. Amen. And by in the morning, praise God, you'll say, I need something to eat. Amen. Some of us might make it till tomorrow evening. Amen. But praise God, we'll realize, amen, we need God. We need help. We need substance, and our substance comes from the Lord. And amen, we can put our faith and trust in because He has it in abundance. He's able to meet that physical need. That land of milk and honey represents that place of physical need, but not only the physical need, but the spiritual need of man. They was talking about that old crazy AI stuff, and they're saying now that they need to that artificial intelligence needs to write a book that'll give us a right religion. Let me just say, religion sent more people to hell than anything else.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. It ain't religion that'll save you. Praise God. It's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and His resurrection. I pray God in Him being a gift from an almighty God that'll save all sinners.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. He'll give you a direction and a purpose to go. Amen. But He said it's about a physical thing, but He said it's also about a spiritual relationship. A land of milk and honey where a Spirit of God is moving on your heart and a Spirit of God is impressing you and a Spirit of God is showing you, praise God, how much He loves you and how much He cares for you. So no matter what's going on, what happens, praise God, that God Almighty is still on the throne and He's still doing business for you.
Amen.
He's still sending that Comforter along. Amen. In those dark times, those times of distress, those times of need, that the sweet Spirit of God just comes through and whispers on purpose. Reaches you and gets a hold of you and pulls you unto Himself. Let you know how much He cares for you. Amen. Praise God. You say, preacher, how do I get there? Amen. I am has sent you. I am has sent you. He said, you got to be willing to go. You got to be willing to gather. Amen. Praise God, you have to be willing. Amen. To hearken unto the Lord. He said, those that want to go, those that want to gather, He said, they'll listen to me so I can make a difference. Look what He says in verse 18. He said, and they shall hearken to thy voice. He said, praise God, if there's any of them that want to go. Now he's talking to Pharaoh, and He says that Pharaoh ain't going to listen, and Pharaoh ain't going to let them go. Amen. This old world, praise God, Egypt that we live in, don't want to let you go. This old world, Egypt, wants to hold you back and it wants to hold you down. It wants to hold on to you. Amen. You ain't going to get away from it easily. You won't have the power within yourself to get away from Pharaoh or Egypt. Amen. They say sometimes I'm long-winded. They say, Pharaoh, let your people go. Amen. I told them they didn't have, I'm not long-winded. They just have short religion. Amen. But they said that this world is holding us back. It'll hold us back. It'll keep us from going forward. But praise God, if we'll hearken to the voice of God and we'll walk with Him and talk with Him and let Him speak to us and we'll listen. Amen. God's speaking every day. You know, you say, preacher, you mean God speaks to you in an audible voice? Praise God, in the voice of His Word. Amen. We hide in our heart that we don't sin against Him, and God's continuously moving upon us and speaking to us and helping us to love each other. Because He first loved us. So we hearken to His voice and we start seeing things happen. Amen. The Pharaoh of this world, which is the devil and Satan, amen, he wants to hold us back. He wants to keep us from moving forward. If we ain't careful, we'll serve him. But I'm going to tell you, praise God, as a child of God, listen to me, we don't serve the devil no more. Amen. We broke the binds and the chains of the devil and evil and wickedness of this world, praise God, to serve a true and living God. Amen. You say, preacher, how can we do that? It's so hard. God said, I'll help you. Amen. God said, I will help you to do it. Look at verse 19. God said, I'll help you do that. He said, I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go. No, not by mighty hand. Amen. Now listen to what he says. The devil, the oppressor of this world, Egypt, the type of this world, said he's not going to let you go. Not by mighty hand. But praise God, listen to what he says. God says, and I will stretch out my hand. Amen. Let me tell you, when God stretches out His hand, something happens. Amen. Something's going to happen when God reaches down and stretches out His hand. And He will smite Egypt, And I, with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof, and after that, watch this, he will let you go. Amen. God says, praise God. He said, listen, you can't get away from the devil. You can't get away from the oppressor. He said, but I am and sent you to go and gather in this world. Praise God. And if you set in your heart tonight, men, listen to me. Ladies, listen, to go and gather them out of this world and gather unto the Lord Jesus Christ. God said, I'll come down in my mighty hand and I'll smite the world. I'll smite your Egypt and I'll bring you out. Praise God. I'll bring you up and I'll bring you out, and I'll let you be a light in the darkness to a lost and dying world. He said, that's what I want to do. That's what I promised to do. Amen. He says, I will stretch out my hand. Praise the Lord. I will stretch out my hand. When God stretches out his hand, things happen. Praise God. He said, I will stretch out my hand, smite it, and all the wonders which I will do in the midst thereafter. Amen. He said, so after that and after that, after God stretches forth his hand, something's going to happen. When God reaches down, praise God, in the wickedest world, in this world which we live, things happen. God makes a difference. And he said, he will let you go. Amen. Praise God. Because God has all power in heaven and earth to do that. Praise God. That's necessary. And all those ministering spirits, those that minister for those who are called according to his purpose. Amen. Those that are ministering for those who are heirs of salvation are from the Lord. Amen. But he said, when you go, now listen, I'm done. He says this. And I'm talking about I am have sent you. But he says, listen. He said, praise God. You're gonna go through things here in this world. Praise God. It's sometimes they're difficult. But he said, praise God, I'm going to prepare you when you go out of here that you won't have to go out of here empty. Amen. He said, you won't have to go out empty. You said, preacher, we can't take nothing with us. I've seen a lot of people go down there to the cemetery, praise God, and they open up a hole and they put them in and they don't put nothing in there with them. Amen. That U-Haul might follow you to the gravesite, but that's as far as it can go. But God said, praise God, he said, hey, listen, said, I'll bring you up and I'll bring you out of Egypt. He said, you won't go out empty. He said, I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass that when you go, you shall not go empty. You know what God's doing? He's talking about that milk and honey, praise God. He's talking about the physical and the spiritual promises of God. He said, you don't go out empty. But praise God, he said, do you find favor in your neighbors? I wonder how many neighbors we got that like us much. Do you like your neighbors? Don't answer that. You might incriminate yourself. Amen. You like your neighbors? Praise God. They said they'd find favor with their neighbors. Praise God. Why? Because they got a right life and a right attitude. They love your neighbors as yourself. Amen. And then Jesus gave a commandment above that. He said, love your neighbors, praise God, as I have loved you. Amen. We've got to love one another. He said, I've sent you. Go in highways and hedges and compel them to come in. To go in highways and hedges and love them, praise God, unto me. Praise God. If I find favor, he said, I'll not send you out empty. Praise God. But you'll find favor. Amen. Favor with God and blessings from the Lord. And he said, you will not go out physically, spiritually. Praise God. God said, I'll not leave you empty. Amen. But he said, I'll fill you to the full. But he said, if you're willing to go for me, if you're willing to go and gather for the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, to gather in. Amen. Anybody can scatter out, but to gather in. Ask God to help us, amen, be mindful of Him, amen. Listen, on this Father's Day, it's our responsibility, fellas, to be the spiritual leader in our household. It's our responsibility to stand up and ask God to help us, to be that light, amen, to be that beacon, to be that cornerstone of the family. Amen. That we can build upon for generations to come, not just for us, not for just today, but for our children and our grandchildren. Amen. Those to come. Praise God.